This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. At least 67 flights at DIA were canceled today due to this morning's FAA outage, and more than 700 additional flights were delayed at DIA, with more delays at airports around the state. That's according to the flight tracking site FlightAware. The FAA says its operations are back to normal. A judge has denied a motion to punish the El Paso County Sheriff's Office for allegedly leaking information to the press about the accused Club Q shooter's criminal history. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Attorneys for Anderson Aldrich argued an article by the Associated Press was evidence enough to prove law enforcement leaked information from sealed court documents. The AP published its article 2 days before records about a 2021 arrest were unsealed, showing 5 felony charges, including one for allegedly making a bomb threat. All charges related to the incident were dismissed, so as is Colorado law, the records were considered non-existent. The judge said that while it was clear a leak happened, there was no proof it came from the sheriff's office. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The city of Denver reached a settlement with a couple shot by police with pepper balls during the George Floyd protests. On Monday, Denver City Council approved a payment of $325,000 in damages to Shatario Brown and Brittany King. The lawsuit says officers fired at the couple's car near the Civic Center. King was pregnant at the time of the shooting. The incident was recorded by a bystander and went viral. Right now in Denver, it's 29 degrees with fog and mist. In Grand Junction, it's 34 and partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.